That's just how it is when I walk into the governor's office. I think everyone in this room likes children. Like everybody in this room likes to see children get educated. I think everybody in this room likes to see people put to work and have jobs. That's why the governor and his party mystify me. They're proposing a budget that decimates education in the state of Indiana. It doesn't just cut it, it devastates it. And sometimes they do that with a smile. The governor has intervened with his treasurer directly to take 10,000 jobs away when he took and intervened in the Chrysler Fiat fiasco. It's only a blessing that he failed. He also snuck something in a proposal that he calls a budget to end 2,200 jobs at AM General by going backward and taxing them millions and millions of dollars that the Supreme Court says they don't owe. So what's he got against working people and people having jobs? So he's a mystery to me. So I thought, I knew he came from Washington, and I wondered how he did there. Because I didn't want to be too hard on somebody that might have actually done something right once upon a time. And I read that in the Congressional Journal put in by the GOP-controlled House and actually introduced as an amendment to their appropriation bill was that their man Daniels, fudged facts. Well, fudge is sweet, and I don't want to use that word here tonight. But fudging facts, apparently he had a history of it. Now, I know that he said that he had a budget that included 2% for schools, when it was really about 0.2%. And I don't want to say anything too harsh about that. I just think he has a decimal deficiency. I know that's something, that's not sweet like fudge, but it's a pretty serious flaw. And then during the election, as the unemployment went from 5.2 to 5.9, he put an ad on TV saying that he replaced two jobs for everyone lost. Now, you might say that's a fib. I just think he got a little twisted. He got it reversed. And he's got digital dyslexia. So, you see, we just need to correct these impairments, getting back into the whole thinking, to think about everybody, the whole state, not just how to sell our assets underpriced, but to how to use them for the benefit of the people. And we are in a very serious situation right now because he's threatening a hostile takeover of this government. That is what his so-called continuing resolution is. It's saying that he will become all branches of government. He will take over the appropriation branch, which is the legislature. And we've got to fight. And we've got to spread the word. We've got to be like our union brethren who came 7,000 strong into the state house and said, don't take away our unemployment. Don't. And guess what? The state senate listened. They didn't cut off thousands from unemployment that this economy has caused. And we can do it. You can help us do it. We've got to let the word out. We can't just rely on the news media. We've got to what do they call that? I'm going to tweet the, come on, what is that? Tweeting? We gotta go everywhere. We got to shout it out. We have to do rallies. We've got to do communication to let the people know that education's in peril, our jobs are in peril, and indeed our state's in peril. The only thing that's standing between him and this takeover of this state is the Democratic Party and the Democratic legislature. So stand up for the people with us. Fight him. We can win.